Welcome to The Partnership Path, the podcast that empowers you to unlock your full potential in partner management. Gain invaluable insights from industry experts, discover proven strategies, and learn how to navigate real-world challenges. Join our community by subscribing now and start your journey to partnership success.
Hello, Tony. Welcome to The Partnership Path. I don't even know what episode number this is. I'm losing track of the numbers now.
I don't know. And at some point, I'll stop talking over you when you do the introduction. But for now, you know, I'm still learning.
We don't really have maybe we should be scripting this. Should we be better at deciding who's going to talk when we first get together? It's hard. I'm not sure everyone knows this either, that you're all the way in the UK and I'm all the way in Los Angeles. So we're a long way apart from each other.
We are. I do quite like watching when you got, you know, people presenting the news or a current affairs show. And like if I were doing that, I'd be going, hello, and welcome to the Partnership Path podcast with John Rudo. And then you'd say my name. People don't introduce themselves. It's odd.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah. Why is that?
I don't know.
Should I start doing that? Are we messing up?
We're never getting our own television show. That's what it comes down to, John.
I've already had my 15 seconds of fame. All over for me.
Ally McBeal.
That is correct. We don't need to go into that too detailed, but for those of you listening, yeah. Mm. Ally McBeal.
Yeah. Right.
I had a question for you as we were starting today, because do you ever get how do I want to say this? Because I think this is relevant to our listening community, which is I'm having one of those days where my clients and my partners are kind of getting me down. Like, you know, like I know that sounds terrible, but like it's just there's just sort of some things that are happening that I'm just like, oh, really? Mm. Like, and it's really hard sometimes to get over that, to focus on like what's right in front of you. And I think channel managers and partner managers probably suffer from that. Cause you know, sometimes you got that one partner that's like, every time you get a call from them, you're like, ugh. Right. Yes. And then it makes it hard to focus.
Oh yeah. I mean, I could tell you a story about one of those if you like.
Well, sure. Bring it on.
Yeah. I won't name the partners. This was when I used to run a telepam team. So telephone partner account managers, and they had to manage thousands of partners. Oof. Between them. And there was one in particular who used to phone. And my team member came to me and said, look, this is not, they're demanding to come in. And I've tried to explain that they're telemanaged, but they came in. I spoke with them for half an hour. So we had a meeting. And then there was a Steve Ballmer event in the UK. Uh-huh. And this partner came and stood up and asked a question. You know, it was one of those where you just go,
oh, no.
Oh, my goodness. So they, I mean, it was, you know, when someone says, who let that person in? It was just the worst. And that was when it felt like every day we were having a bad day because this. Yeah. You know, they were very good at making sure they got heard by everybody. But it was that, could I take a step back and go, okay, this is one very big, very painful thing. But what else can I see?
Yeah. How do I shift my focus to something that's more positive? And also realize that in the moment, that feels way bigger than it really is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. I mean, that's my trick, is to always be like, okay, I know this is getting me down, but I know in a week I'll look back and this won't be as big of a deal as it seems like it is today.
Yeah.
So I should kind of smooth over. Anyway, I don't know. That was just where my head was at when we got on today. It has nothing to do with our topic. We should actually get to our topic, which is about running pipeline reviews with partners. This actually came from our community. Wanted to hear a little bit about kind of the right way to run pipelines with partners and what are some best practices there. So that's what we're going to talk about.
That's what we're going to do. Give them what they asked for. Come on, John.
All right. Yeah. So how do you want to start that?
Well, I think if I think of pipeline, I think of a collection of deals. But we've talked about deals. So I'd like to hear your definition of what a pipeline is.
Yeah. I think people use the word pipeline to mean a lot of different things. And I think in particular in the channel, we hear people use the word pipeline, and what they really mean when they say, well, I'm going to meet with a partner and talk about pipeline, is they're going to go talk deal by deal by deal.
Yeah.
Which is really about the episode we did last time, which was really about, you know, how do I talk to a partner about a particular deal and maybe help them move that deal forward? I think what we want to try and focus on when we use the word pipeline is more of a macro perspective, meaning that our pipeline discussions are really more about how do we look at the collection of deals that we have and look at some trends that help us decide, are we on the path to success or do we need to make some adjustments, right? So that means looking at things like, do we have enough? Is our pipeline full enough? Is it balanced? Meaning, is there enough in like the different stages of the sales cycle that'll produce kind of an even revenue stream as opposed to a roller coaster of revenue? Is it moving fast enough? Like, are deals progressing at what we would expect to be a normal pace? And where are there execution issues? So like, where are there common stalls or common bumps in the road, not deal by deal, but across many deals, so we can go, huh, there's something wrong here. The way the partnership is positioning the contract or talking about pricing or positioning our competitive advantage, or something's happening in a particular spot that's creating pipeline issues. Right? That's what I think pipeline discussions should be about. That's not easy to do, but it's not about deals. It's about a collection of deals.
So if you looked at the attributes of what, and I guess you kind of touched on it, of what a healthy pipeline would look like. It would be, as you say, so distribution of opportunities, waiting, time to mature. So have you got some set kind of categories in mind when you're thinking about how a pipeline review would work? What would that be broken down into?
Yeah, I do. I think it's actually formalizing let me say it this way. I think the categories are driven by how sophisticated the two partners can be in terms of creating a macro pipeline perspective. The easiest one to track is volume. Do we have enough, right? To be able to look at everything that's in the pipeline for the partnership, compare that to the goal that we have, assume some sort of reasonable win rate and say, is there enough? Like, are we going to make the number, or do we need to get more into the pipeline, right? I think that is a relatively simple calculation, all that. You could even do that by hand by looking at the part, what the partner has in their pipeline versus what you have in your pipeline and combining and, you know, doing some of that kind of stuff. It gets more complicated as you move to the next category, which I think is what I call balance. I think you called it distribution. Doesn't matter what you call it. But the idea being, if we have enough in the pipeline, is it spread out? Right? Or is everything in the pipeline at the very beginning of the funnel? Or is it all at the very end of the funnel or whatever, right? And, you know, obviously your goal is to have a relatively, even's not quite the right word, because you know, we call it a funnel because it's bigger at the top than the bottom, right? So we want more at the beginning and because we know some things are going to fall out along the way. And so, but you want to have a relative even distribution based on some norms, right?
Yeah.
That's a little bit harder to do in partnerships because the way you track pipeline, your sales phases and stages are different than the partners. And so there has to be either a common pipeline.
Yeah.
Or you have to do some translation work to get to that, to be able to see that. Mm. Now there's lots of systems out there that do that, right? We have, you know, partner PSM systems. We have partner marketing systems that collect that. I know like Microsoft used to make partners register their deals. And so then they would actually go into the Microsoft pipeline so that you had visibility into that. Mm. That kind of depends on how much power you have as the vendor, right? Whether you can really make that happen. And of course, then there's the question of how real is that, right? Are partners really putting the real stuff in? But that's a little bit more complicated, but not undoable, right? I think a channel manager, partner manager can work with their counterpart and get there. Velocity, which is the third one.
Yeah.
That's really hard.
Yeah.
Because that takes a much more complex set of calculations to kind of figure out how fast our deal's moving. It means tracking from entry to when it moves to the next phase. How long did that take? All that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Lots of companies can't do velocity very well all by themselves, let alone when we combine it into a partnership.
Yeah.
I do think the last category, which is really these kind of, where are the sticky points? Where are things breaking down? That's really kind of looking across deal reviews and calling out common things, right? So I think that's another one that's manageable, but requires a little bit of work. It requires some attention on both sides.
That
would be how I would recommend somebody take a look at it.
Yeah, so it does build nicely into that sense where you say you can kind of review deals individually with your counterpart or partner. You can examine what are the risk factors that we spoke about in our previous episode. So you've got a sense of what's happening deal by deal, but to look at that pipeline at a macro level and say, is it healthy? Is it operating in a way that we might anticipate? And I guess if you've got a portfolio of partners, or for your manager, or if you're managing a team or a territory, then you could potentially do some benchmarking to say, is this partnership pipeline healthy compared to our, there's always going to be one partnership that is your kind of, golden one. So it gives you the opportunity to do that, doesn't it?
Well, and I think you keyed in on one of the critical elements to some of the partnership fundamentals that we talked about in the first season, which is when you do goal setting, you shouldn't just have production goals. You should probably have pipeline goals.
Yeah.
Like, how big does our pipeline need to be by when?
Yeah.
Because then that gives us visibility into whether we can actually achieve the goal later.
Yeah.
Right? Which is another link to one of the places that is one of my kind of, it's my favorite, but it's also a pet peeve of mine, which is like, we have a tendency to talk about quota achievement or goal achievement when we talk about forecasts, which is the absolute wrong time to talk about it. It should be talked about in pipeline, because visibility of my ability to make the number is actually about pipeline, not about forecast.
Yeah.
It's about, do I have enough? Is it moving fast enough? Where is it?
Yeah.
That's where that goal achievement discussion talks. And I spend a lot of time in our training talking with channel managers, partner managers about shifting those conversations, right? Let's shift our achievement conversation into the pipeline conversation and get it out of the forecast conversation.
Yeah. And I think we're going to come on to that, aren't we?
We have an episode on kind of on deck to talk a little bit about forecasting. Yeah. So this is a really easy one to talk about and a really hard one to actually do in practice.
Yeah.
Because it takes data work
yeah.
for for you to be able to do it. But man, if you can get good at having pipeline discussions around the partnership and setting goals around pipeline, everything else gets a lot easier. And so it's worth the effort. But I'd love to hear how people in the community are managing it, what systems they're using, language, like translation language for sales phases and stuff do they use, or do they just force partners to put stuff into their system? What's really happening out there, and how do we then have a conversation of how to make it more effective? Would love to engage with that.
Yeah, great. Well, we'll look forward to some. Oh no, it's too bad. Say comments coming up in the pipeline. It would be good to see. I would definitely like to hear whether that volume, balance, velocity, whether that's resonated with the listeners, and if they've not tried it, you know, give it a go and let us know whether that changes the conversation in your partnership work.
And shifting the achievement conversation into pipeline. Exactly. That's the big one that I think makes a difference. I'd love to hear people talk a little bit about where they've done that or are going to try that and see how that works. Yeah.
Great stuff. Thanks, John.
Thanks, Tony. See you soon.
See you.
Thank you for joining us today. Remember, you have the potential to shine in the world of partner management. But don't stop here. Subscribe, reflect, and help us redefine the essence of partnership excellence. Until next time.